Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where it's been so long, I don't have any more introductions. Welcome to a new season. My name's Jasmine, and I'm here with...
Jenny Ray. What's up?
What's up? So we're going to do a mini season, and you can all thank Jenny Ray for the mini season. Because she inspired me to do another season.
You're welcome, everyone.
Because I thought, like, I wasn't ready to let go of the podcast, but I just kept thinking, like, I'm not going to have time to do this. And then now we're here, so at least a few more episodes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. And I wanted to talk for our first episode about my recent trip to Disneyland Paris outside of Paris.
I was going to say Paris of the South, but that is not correct.
No, that is...
This is Paris.
It is the Paris of the Paris.
Well, so first, when did you go? Because I can't remember now.
I went October 2021. I went with my mom. It was in between major outbreaks of COVID. And I remember it... So we originally booked the trip April 2020. Obviously, that didn't work. So my mom, I remember she rescheduled it. And she's like, I know what I'm going to do. Everyone's rescheduling their trips for a year. This thing won't be over in a year. I'm going to do it for a year and a half. And then a year and a half, we were still... And I remember going to her and I was like, Mom, like the ship had a good cancellation policy and a good like rescheduling policy.
Right. Cause you were on a cruise.
Yeah. On a cruise. Yeah. On an old people. It was a riverboat cruise, Viking riverboat cruise. Shout out to Viking. What?
Ooh, Viking.
I enjoyed it very much. The cruise was very, but we didn't go to Disney World on the cruise. This was before the cruise.
Okay.
Yeah. We had to fly in. Okay. Back to the story and then I'll tell the whole thing. So we had to, so I went to my mom. And I was like, look, should we postpone our trip? Because, you know, obviously, like, it was during a very low point of COVID. Like, Omicron hadn't quite taken off yet. But we were just coming off that, like, really, you know, year-long wave.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you know what? Like, I don't know what's going to be in the future. This might be our only chance. Things might get so bad we might never get to go to Europe again. So she's like, I think this is the time to go. And she was right. It was the better time to go because it didn't get better. It got worse.
Yeah.
And she was correct. So we went on a cruise. Originally, my mom said no to Disneyland Paris. And then,
mother.
Yeah, she said no. And then we had to fly into an airport. And she's like, okay, we can fly into Paris or Munich. And I said, well, why don't we go to Paris and then go a day early and go to Disneyland Paris? And she said no, because she has to take care of my dad and he can't be on his own that long. So then when we had to reschedule, I finally had time to bug her and be like, hey, we have to fly into an airport anyway. It's a once in a lifetime chance. You're going to really love it. So finally she agreed. So we got to spend technically 2 days, really a full day at Disneyland Paris, but like a day and a half.
Well, because your mom isn't like the biggest Disney fan.
No.
I mean, she's not. She's just kind of like, I can do without.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Yes.
I don't need to go. I don't need to visit ones out of the country.
I think she would like to go to Disneyland Tokyo, only because I think they talked about it on Good Morning America. Yeah, she never showed any interest. And then she's like, oh, on Good Morning America, they said this is the best theme park in the world, so I want to go.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think she'd actually do it?
Maybe. She won't go to Tokyo because they had an earthquake and a nuclear reactor, something happened, and now she's decided that, like, now Tokyo has... Like, you're going to get radioactive poisoning if you go to Japan. And so I don't know when that goes away. So whenever it goes away, hopefully we'll go.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if that's true or not. This is just her excuses.
Yeah.
She also won't eat. She didn't eat fish from Japan for a full year after that happened. But you know what? Maybe she's smart. Maybe, like, all the, you know, radioactive things did leak and she's a genius and we're all idiots. So
she'll live to be 300.
She will.
Go, Leslie.
Yay. We get to Paris, and this was so immediately we get off the plane. They look at our vaccine cards. For Paris, they didn't ask for a test. They just only cared if you were vaccinated. They probably checked it 3 times before we even got out of the airport. Like, literally, you walk off the little hallway,
yeah,
the plane hallway, and then they immediately checked your card.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they did it 2 more times. Then we got on the – no, we took a taxi – and I remember the taxi, I accidentally got into, like, the scam taxis.
Wait, they're scam taxis?
Oh, yeah. All over Europe, they're scam taxis. So there's, like, the official licensed taxis, but then there's people who just, like, have cars.
And so this isn't even, like, a Lyft or an Uber. This is just This is people who pretend they're taxis to take people's money.
I think that he had a license, and my mom kept like asking him these questions.
Like a driver's license?
No, like a taxi license. Okay. And like we got there, but he did charge us like 200 euros for a ride that we looked up should have been like maybe 80 or 90 euros. Yeah. So it was like, it's not a scam. Like, I mean, it's a scam in that they overcharged us, but like we got there safely.
I want to look more into this. Like,
yes.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom was saying like, oh, I don't know. He had a license. He had everything, but I don't know. I was ready to tuck and roll if I had to. But yeah, we got there. We stayed at the Art of Marvel Hotel because Disneyland Paris Hotel was and possibly is still under construction.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Art of Marvel Hotel. When did that must have opened recently then, right?
So it used to be the New York Hotel and they remodeled it as the Art of Marvel. So really, it's just a New York hotel, but they put up some Marvel artwork.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you see Thor?
No, Thor was not there. And it's weird because they don't use movie Marvel. They use comic book Marvel.
Oh.
So it was all comic book characters all over the walls. It wasn't anyone you would recognize.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I would recognize.
Well, you recognize, but, yeah.
But not.
But yeah, it's not like Thor. It's like 1960s
Thor.
It's not
C-Hemi Thor.
No, it's D-Hemi Thor.
Dang it.
So they have a restaurant that's a bar that it's like sitting in Stark Tower and it has what do you call it? Like you look out the windows and it's you see things.
Yes.
But it's not what's really there. It's an illusion.
Ooh, an illusion.
Yeah, like video. It's video windows. We didn't get to go in there. I remember when we got there, my mom was very upset because we were hungry and there was just nowhere to eat, which I had already known that was gonna happen at Disneyland
Paris. Oh, I remember
you
were telling me about that. There was an issue trying to find food.
And she just couldn't find food. And I remember she got so upset and she's like, we're guests here. You need to provide us with food. Like you need to, because every restaurant was fully booked. You could not get a reservation. I tried booking a month in advance. I forgot to do 6 weeks. I did a month. I couldn't get anywhere. So we just had to eat at quick service places. The hotel luckily had room service, but I'm picky and I just didn't eat for 24 hours.
I'm pickier than you are. Mm-hmm. So you're saying there is nothing on that menu I would have even been okay with?
Maybe. Yeah, there was just nothing that sounded appetizing. And it was very limited. There's maybe like 10 items, room service menu. Of course, I only wanted the stuff on the breakfast menu, but they wouldn't make that for me. I could have gone to their downtown Disney. They had a McDonald's, but it's not close. Like it was a bit of a walk.
Mm-hmm.
We just got off the plane. We hadn't slept for like, I probably at least like over 24 hours. And I was trying to stay up because it was in the middle of the day and I didn't want to fall asleep in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
So my mom ordered food. Maybe if I was like not so tired, I would have been a little more open. But I was just like, nope, I don't want any of this. So I just didn't eat.
Oh my gosh.
Until the next day. And yeah, that we didn't. There was nowhere in the hotel that they would let us eat except for room service. And I remember I was so tired when we were waiting for my mom's room service. I was leaning on my arm and I just closed my eyes. And apparently I fell asleep like that. And I was watching my iPad and my iPad fell and that's what woke me up.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, how long have I been asleep? She's like, I don't know, 30 minutes. But she's like, yeah, you literally fell asleep like on your arm just with your eyes closed.
That's difficult when it's hard to find food in a hotel because a hotel should provide two services. Mm-hmm. Food somehow. I mean, I guess there was room service, very limited. And somewhere to sleep.
Yes. And like bathe.
Yes. Well, obviously.
They got two of the three. It was the closest hotel besides the Disneyland Hotel. The Disneyland Hotel is right over the entrance of Disneyland Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally right there. And their park is like ours where it's across the Esplanade. It's not like Disney World where you have to take a bus to the other park. So the Hollywood Studios Park and then Disneyland Paris are right like mere meters away from each other.
Okay, so size-wise, how would you compare both parks?
So,
like, what is it?
Disneyland, I think it's called Hollywood Studios, is the worst theme park I've ever been to, including non-Disney parks.
I've heard about that. I mean, it's really tiny, right? And they've even added more stuff. So what did it look like when it first opened?
I can't imagine because basically 90% of it is the stuff they added after they initially built it. So I have no idea what people did for the first so many years that it was open.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember. So they have a package deal. If you stay at a Disneyland Paris hotel, you get tickets for every day you're there. So we actually got tickets for the day we checked in, that full day, and the day we checked out. But we only used the first day tickets and then the middle day tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm not sure if like one park's more expensive than the other. I know their theme parks are cheaper than ours. But I'm not sure if, like, the Hollywood Studios one is cheaper than Disneyland Paris. It should be. But, I mean, just like DCA should be cheaper than Disneyland.
I mean, so I'm looking on my iPad right now at Disney Paris. So, okay. In the Walt Disney Studios park. Mm-hmm. So there's the front lot, the production courtyard, Toon Studio. Oh my God, there's only three areas?
There's Ratatouille, there's Cars Land, and then there's Hollywood Tower of Terror. They are building an Avengers campus. It's tiny. Like, wow. You can walk it. Feels like half the size of DCA, but it's probably a little bit bigger than that.
Oh, it's cool. Their animation center. It looks like in Burbank with the animation studio with the Sorcerer mm-hmm. hat.
It's very similar to California Adventure opening California Adventure.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with no remodel.
That's bad.
Yes.
That is real bad.
With some things they added on. So the first day we were there, I decided, let's just do the Hollywood Studios park, get that over with, and then our full day there, just only go to Disneyland Paris. Don't go back and forth. So we did the Hollywood Studios day first, and I knew there was only two rides I wanted to go on, Ratatouille and Crush's Roller Coaster. I didn't care about anything else.
So how are those rides?
Those were both very good rides. The Ratatouille ride was not as good as I thought it was going to be. But we do have that in Orlando, so I can go try that again.
I feel like I would have gone into that with low expectations because, well, the actual vehicles, it's mm-hmm. kind of like Rise, right?
Yeah.
Where it's a trackless system. Mm-hmm. And it's just
– it looks just like a mouse.
Go around. Yeah. But you just go around and there's – screens?
Yeah. Or? Well, and I do wonder. So when we went, they still had the plexiglass partitions uh-huh. and we were in the second row. So I do wonder if looking through that plexiglass made it not as good.
Oh.
Like it distorted everything a little bit. Maybe it would have been more impressive in the front. So you get in, I'm trying to remember it. And yeah, there's a lot of screens. There are some like big props, like you're in a big oven. There is one really cool scene, spoilers for the ride, where you go into an oven and there's really close walls around you, and that part's really cool because they're all probably like 3 feet away from you.
Oh, gosh. So if you're yeah. claustrophobic, that's not yes. a good situation no. to be in,
but
right?
luckily it's like 20 seconds. It's not long that you're in that box, but yeah. it's supposed to be like I think you go in the oven and then it gets really hot and then you –
oh, my God. So we're yes. being baked yes. as rats? Rats are so. In the oven?
Or we're under the oven maybe? I don't remember. Yeah,
like, this gets dark. They're yeah. baking the rats?
You're just basically running around from people the whole time. And I'd never seen Ratatouille before. And
wait, really?
No, I'd never seen it.
I love them. I feel like yeah. it's very underrated.
Well, now I've seen it. So my coworker at the time, she's like, you can't go to Disneyland Paris and not see Ratatouille.
Is
so
this Diana?
No, this is Sierra. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No, Diana, I don't – Diana wouldn't have feelings about Disneyland Paris. So I did see it before I went on, so I appreciated it.
Okay.
It was a good ride. It wasn't as impressive as I thought it was going to be. You know, you hear a lot about it.
Yeah.
But I guess looking back, I understand why it was such a big deal, because compared to the rest of that Hollywood Studios park, it is a very big deal. Because the rest is rough.
Oh,
and then Crush's Coaster was cool. It's akin to Space Mountain.
Okay.
It's a very similar track feel.
But it's outside. Or is it inside?
It's inside with a second outside. Okay. So you go – I'm trying – so this is a few – you know, we're like 6 months off at this point, so I'm trying to remember it. So you go in and it's like a nonstop, like you just kind of jump on type situation. What do you call that? Like the – it's
like
an
Omni mover.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get on, but it's a crushes – it's a turtle. And you sit in – two people in the front, two people in the back. So we get on. Oh, and you had to wear masks the whole time when I was there. So I don't know what anyone's face looked like in Disneyland Paris. But we wore masks the whole time. So we get on and you go. There's like a dark ride portion where you go past like jellyfish and turtles. And I think there's a shark. You go. Oh, yeah.
Are those on screens or is it
no, it's
like animatronics?
No, they're like actual like dark animatronics. They're not moving figures. The shark is a really good animatronic, but the rest are just kind of like – oh, it's a jellyfish that just lights up suddenly. And like, yeah. Oh, there's a jellyfish there.
Oh.
The shark was very scary animatronic. I thought, if I watched videos, it felt like it was like inches away from your face. It's pretty far. So it wasn't as freaky as I thought it was going to be. And you're going up the lift hill and there's, I think it's Bruce the shark. Then you go into the dark portion and it's, I think there's a little glow in the dark stuff, but not much. And it's a lot of like swooping motions. Like you just kind of feel like you're on a skateboard and you're just swooping. Just a lot of swoops.
Why do I feel like – so the vehicles that you're sitting in, do mm-hmm. they move at
yes,
all?
Yes, they rotate. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you do get pretty dizzy.
I need some Dramamine yeah. for that and my C-band.
Yes, you will need all of it. Luckily, I don't remember it being just like free. I think it was controlled.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, one portion you do go outside and you do that kind of swoopy motion. And then it ends. And then, you know, like when the ride ends and all the cars are lined up, it's mm-hmm. very anticlimactic. That part was very long. I feel like a quarter of the ride was just that part, or probably as long as the rest of the ride was just waiting to go. And it's Omni Mover, so you think it would just be go, go, go.
Yeah. But,
and my phone did fall out of my pocket on the ride. And I ran. So I went and I exited and I noticed right when I exited. So I ran back and I was like, shoot, I'm going to have to wait for it to go all the way around. But luckily a cast member had seen it. And then they were like, what's on your lock screen? And I said, Baby Yoda. And they're like, okay. And it was.
I just find it interesting that there's a roller coaster that has an Omnimover system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Because I feel like you have to be a little more careful.
With roller coasters.
Yeah, it's like, just get on and pray that everything goes okay.
Things in France are a little more free-for-all. They're a little more libertine.
Oh,
So, yeah, we did those two things that day. Okay, so now I will describe Hollywood Studios to you. So you walk in, you go through the turnstiles. There's a giant soundstage, like giant. So you walk in, and inside are all these restaurants, and it's supposed to look like the street in L.A., and there's like a brown derby. Do you remember DCA for a brief time they had this, where they had a food court inside a soundstage?
Yes.
It's that exact thing.
Oh, you unlocked a memory that I just threw away.
I don't even remember that, but I keep reading things that it was there, and I'm like, did I just never go into that building?
I think I saw it one time.
Mm-hmm. It was not open for long.
Yeah.
It was very short. So they have that, and it does feel a little bigger. It's a very, very big soundstage. So you walk in. We didn't eat anywhere there. Then you actually enter the park proper, and to the left there's some buildings, which I think were meet and greets for characters. Then the Tower of Terror, a little bit to the – no, then there was Avengers Campus. So there was a big empty area with just signs saying, like, Avengers Campus coming soon.
Wait, sorry. I'm going to pause you. Mm-hmm. What characters did they have?
I think it was mostly Pixar, and it was October, so I feel like a lot of villains were out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't remember. We didn't wait because those were the longest lines were for all the characters. They had over an hour wait.
Were they meeting, like, where you could – go up to them? Because, you know, obviously at Disneyland until just recently, you weren't able to get close to them.
I think it was a walk-by thing where they were standing like on a...
Oh, like when we did Oogie Boogie's Trick or Treat where they're just there and it's like, hi.
Yeah, but not as elaborate. Like they didn't have a set. It was just like you walk by and you could like take a photo in front of them and then move on to the next person.
Okay.
They did have some things like that in Disneyland where they had a stage and they had characters there.
Mm-hmm.
But the DCA, or not DCA, whatever they call it, PHS, Paris Hollywood Studios did not do that. Then to the right of Avengers Campus, if you went a little bit in, there was the Hollywood Tower, which was, you know, exactly the same as the one in Florida. So actually, no, it's not the same as the one in Florida. It's the same as the one we had because it doesn't go forward and backwards.
Uh-huh.
So if you really miss our version of the ride, which wasn't as good as the one, isn't as good as the one in Florida, then you go to Disneyland Paris and go on it.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're touching it. Then, and yeah, and the whole thing has like that old Hollywood theming in the front. Then to the right of that was Cars. Then if you went in a little bit, it was Ratatouille. And then there was some more Pixar stuff to the far, far right.
Wait, Cars. So, okay, so they had a Cars Land. Is it as big as?
Oh. So it was like, it's like the toy version of our Cars Land. So you go in, there's one street, and it's, on that street is a lot of the
Route
stuff.
Route 66.
Yeah, Route 66. But it's not a street, like, you know how we have, like, that long street at ours?
Yeah.
It's basically take that and make it by a sixth. It's like a sixth of the street.
Oh, no.
But take everything and shrink it all. So you can't go in any buildings. It's just stuff you look at.
And you don't, they don't have any. I love how I'm asking you questions. I feel like people listening are thinking, oh, Jenny Ray, you're just pretending like you don't know what you're talking about. I really don't know. I actually don't know a lot about Disney Paris, so I'm very curious. But
yeah, it's a mystery.
Yeah. So they don't have the big, like, rock formations?
No. Or no. No. It's just a little street, and, like, the buildings are a little shrunken. It's like in Big Thunder, you know, at the end, they have the tiny town.
Oh,
but it's not like a tiny, tiny town, but it's like a forced perspective. It's like that.
Oh.
Maybe a bit bigger, but not much.
Okay.
You couldn't go in anything. And then so that was it. And then they had one ride that was like a tram ride, but I didn't go on it. So you go on the tram, and I guess there's like cars on the side of the road. It's all still stuff. There's no animatronic. And then you go through Catastrophe Canyon, but it's all cars. Do you remember at Hollywood Studios, they had a thing where it was like you went through and like an oil rig exploded? They were copying Universal Studios.
Oh, okay. You said Hollywood Studios and then Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Universal. Yes. Yes.
So they had something like that at Hollywood Studios where they ripped it off, the one in Florida, and they made like their own Catastrophe Canyon. So then Florida built their own Catastrophe Canyon, but with Cars characters. Mm. So the truck was a Cars car. Like, they all had faces.
Oh, boy. All right.
And then, like, that whole thing happens. It's like a whole disaster happens. And then that's the end of the ride.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
Sounds great. Sign me up.
That's Cars Land. then you go to Paris, in Paris. And it's a tiny little Ratatouille section. It's literally, they have the fountain, they have the ride, and then they have a restaurant, and then that's it.
Nothing else. In Paris, they have a Paris section.
Yes, the Paris section of the Paris park. The fountain was really nice. The ride's really nice. The restaurant's really nice. We couldn't get a reservation, but you can look inside from the ride, and it looked very, very fancy. Mm. And my mom and I think we went and looked inside because she wanted to look at it. And I think she was trying to see if they would seat us, and they would not.
Oh, no.
Because they are very busy. They were very busy and very understaffed. So that's the whole theme. But I don't know if that's ever not an issue at Disneyland Paris. The food thing I've heard forever. If you go to Disneyland Paris, pre-plan all your meals because it's very difficult to get food there.
Oh, my gosh. So how many people go and they're like, I have not eaten all day. Yes. Like, no one is serving me.
Literally every bad review I've ever – every review, good or bad, always mentions the food being a problem.
Are you able to bring snacks into the park there?
A tip I heard was that there's a train station literally right there that you can take from Paris, and there's good food in that train station that you can take in.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there is food. There's quick service food, but outside of park hours, there's not really much you can do. Like, if you're hungry at 10 o'clock at night, I don't know what the options there are for you.
Just try to go to sleep and wait till morning.
Just dream until morning. So then you go, and then the Ratatouille ride was nice. Then, oh, and I forgot, there's a Toy Story Land. So you go through, and there's a Toy Story Land, but it's like the one in Florida where it's all just rides that are like
the Slinky.
Yeah. Like, it's Slinky Dog, but it's not the roller coaster. He just kind of chases his tail. It's all fair rides at the fair. Oh, yeah. and then they have, like, a parachute drop. It's well-themed. It's tiny. Like, you can see – if I stood in one spot, I could turn around and see the whole thing. That's how small the land was.
So, from what I'm gathering from you, this whole park is very small.
It's very small and kind of garbage.
Rick Moranis just shrunk it.
Yes. And he took the real theme park and shrunk it. And then there is not a Pixar section. There's kind of like a free-for-all section in the front corner of the park. So there's the Crush's roller coaster, which is in a big sound studio. Then there's an Aladdin's carpet ride where it's like a Dumbo ride, but Aladdin's carpets.
Yeah, okay. I saw that picture.
But it's supposedly like, oh, you're filming Aladdin. So there's like sound equipment and cameras everywhere. Like, you're filming the cartoon.
You're filming the cartoon, but you're on the carpet?
Yeah, with other people, I guess, also in the movie.
So everyone's just
In Aladdin, I guess.
Different perspectives just for getting, film?
Yeah, they're all the star. I guess they're just auditioning everybody. So
wow.
Yeah, the park didn't make much sense. And then that all their lines are very boring. They don't have any themed lines except maybe for pirates that I remembered.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, that's one of the best parts about a lot of Disney rides is the queue. If you have to wait for a while, too, you just kind of want to be a little entertained.
Yeah. Oh, and then my mom – so they had just introduced their Genie Plus, but it wasn't Genie Plus. It was like a Lightning Lane for every ride. So my mom and I just did that a bunch where any ride that was available, we would buy the Lightning Lane.
Oh, so everything you paid separate.
Except for Crush's roller coaster, they wouldn't let you do that. You had to wait in line, and that was an over an hour line.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything else, Ratatouille we paid, and we got right up front. So I don't remember the line, but it was just – the line was a little themed in that it was dark wood, and was meant to feel like a restaurant, but there was nothing besides that.
Huh.
Like, there was nothing to look at, not even paintings, if I can remember correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a fancy French restaurant. And then, Crush's coaster had no theming that I remember until you get into, the very last part of the ride. And then it's like you're on a beach. But that's just basically the ride you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. With the Aladdin carpet, I'm just trying to
think. I need to go back to this.
I know. No, so I'm just trying to think. So is Aladdin big in Paris? Because was that one of the only, old school golden age Disney movies that they
I don't know if it was big, but the park was built in the early 90s, so I'm guessing that was why. But that park, I don't know when they built the Hollywood Studios park. That was later. So I don't know why they picked Aladdin. Like, they have a lot of Aladdin stuff now that I think about it. And they have an Aladdin themed restaurant. They have it's not a ride, like a walkthrough for Aladdin.
I don't know. There's a lot. So was there any Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast? Like, I'm just thinking about other movies during that time. Beauty
and the Beast, yes, because Paris. Besides that, and then their castle, I believe, is Sleeping Beauty's castle. Because there's Maleficent underneath, so that would make sense.
Yes.
Which, that was closed when I went. So I was very
sad. Oh, no.
Yeah, closed for COVID.
That was I
know. It was That's so sad. I didn't get to see her, but I probably would have been terrified.
Yeah.
But yes, let's finish up Hollywood Studios and then never think of it again.
Okay. Get through this and then we'll go over the Esplanade.
Yes. I don't remember there being – we didn't eat there. We literally just went – I went on the two rides and then I went back. Because I was like, oh, there's nothing. They do have a hot air balloon in their downtown Disney that does go up and down. And it's big. It's huge.
Oh, man.
It's very steampunk. You would like it. The whole park's very steampunk.
Ooh.
The whole thing. But yeah, Hollywood Studios, that was it. We didn't eat anything. Oh, and then they call their characters different things. I forget what they call Goofy, but someone – I think it's like – I want to say – I forget what it is. Like Dingo, but that's Australian. And I kept hearing people shouting Dingo, like Dingo, 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 or whatever. I don't know. I could look it up. I don't feel like it. Whatever they call Goofy in Paris. And I kept thinking, like, that person doesn't know who they're talking about. And then later I saw a video that was saying, oh, they call it like Blanche-Neige. I can't say it. But Snow White has a different name. And all the characters, a lot of them are not what we know them as.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's very weird. Yeah. So Hollywood Studios, I mean, if you're there, don't go for Hollywood Studios if you're there.
I'm going to go to Paris just for Hollywood Studios. That's going to be my mission. I'm going to stay there a week.
They used to have Rock and Roller Coaster there, but they closed that and they're turning that into an Iron Man roller coaster.
Oh.
And then they used to have
– is that in Avengers Campus then?
I'm guessing, yeah. That's in Avengers – I think it's a situation like our Tower of Terror, how it was retroactively kind of moved into that land.
Yeah.
I think it's like, here's Avengers Campus and then here's a little corner that's also Avengers Campus. Their Tower of Terror, I didn't go on it. I didn't go close to it, but it did look cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay. It was very disappointing. It was like taking DCA and making it even cheesier, which I didn't think it was possible, but it made me appreciate DCA so much more.
I mean, when we got the new DCA,
mm-hmm. yes.
it was amazing. I was like, wow, I never thought I would be able mm-hmm. to spend more than a half hour in yes. this park.
And not just go on Superstar Limo over and over again.
Oh, jeez.
So then the next day, we go to Disneyland. I remember my mom kept forgetting stuff in the room, and I just didn't want to wait anymore. So I just went to the park, but we ended up getting there at the same time anyway. Because I think she picked a shorter line to get in. So you enter, you go underneath the Disneyland Hotel, and the whole entrance is underneath the Disneyland Hotel. So you wait in lines. You go in. I believe you had to show... you had to show your vaccine card. You couldn't even go into Downtown Disney without showing that you were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So they had already checked it by the time we went through. They have a Planet Hollywood, which I did eat at.
Oh.
They had a Rainforest Cafe. They had a Disney store. It was very a small Downtown Disney, but it was still the typical things you see.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't – they had a German restaurant. I remember that. Like a very themed German restaurant. It's not as decorated as our Downtown Disney. Like, none of the buildings are themed. Uh-huh. They're all just very plain. The Planet Hollywood, you take a big escalator to get up to it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you go in on the second story, and then you go down.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you can stay up. So we were on the second floor. All the same props from the 90s. Nothing new.
Wow. All right.
They had stuff from Friends. Like, I think the newest thing maybe was from 2002.
So they don't have a budget now for anything.
They had like a naked statue of Sylvester Stallone from some movie.
Wait,
like a figure. I mean, they put underwear on it, but it was like a wax figure. Yeah, I know.
Oui.
And it like was literally above the tables looking down through like a glass thing. And I'm sure it had something to do with the movie, but I didn't see it.
Wow.
We did get pretty good service at Planet Hollywood. Europe is, you know, you don't tip, so you don't get good service. So my mom
– You don't tip?
Yeah, you don't tip anywhere in Europe. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, tipping is an American thing.
Oh. Yeah. I guess, yeah, because we don't pay our workers enough money, so.
Exactly. We don't give them a living wage, so we're like, hey, here, have some scraps that maybe I give you.
Jeez.
That's, you know. But, yeah, their service is not good. So my dad has this trick he does. When we go to Europe, he gives them the tip right when we sit down. So then we usually get great service because they're like, oh, I'm not expecting a tip, but you gave me some money. So you're like, yeah, I'll you know, step it up for you.
Yeah.
And that always seems to work. I mean, that sounds so like American gauche to me, but I mean, everyone, you know, do your thing. We just like to get in and out really quickly. So give them a little tip. They're very happy. Everyone's happy. So we went to Disneyland Paris. We get in. It was decorated for Halloween. So they had ghosts.
Ooh, spooky.
Spooky. They had a lot of ghosts from like the early, early cartoons, like the little like townspeople ghosts.
Yeah.
It was, overall, it was a very steampunk park. Their Main Street looked more like Disney World's to me than ours, even though their park was more modeled after our park. It looked a little more like the taller buildings.
Okay.
So you walk and like there's the city hall still to the left, the train station still behind you when you enter. There's no berm that I remember, so it's – but there's nothing around it. So it's like even if you see over the gate, like you're not seeing buildings.
Uh-huh.
It's not like Anaheim where you see a hotel.
Oh, there's Harbor Boulevard. Yeah.
The ladies of Harbor Boulevard. So you go in. We walk down Main Street. I remember there was Gibson Girl, and I think I took a picture of it for you.
Yes.
Yes, I did. And then you get to the end, and then there's the castle at the end. Their castle is bigger than our castle, and it's pinker. And it looks different.
And it's got some kind of like hill formation.
Yes.
Right?
And then underneath they had the animatronic of Maleficent, but we didn't go underneath.
Because
it was closed. And then if I remember correctly, so you know, so it, they had that circle hub. Tomorrowland's still to the right. Fantasyland is still behind the castle. But I feel like Frontierland and Adventureland were flopped. Like I feel
Did you say Discoveryland somewhere?
Yeah, Discovery. Their Tomorrowland is Discoveryland. So that's over there. Although they kind of rethemed Discoveryland, so it's much more like Tomorrowland.
I thought Discoveryland was supposed to be a lot more steampunk. Have they been changing?
They got rid of a lot of the steampunk. It's still there, but they tried to hide it a lot. It's not as prevalent. And a lot of stuff was under construction when I was there, so maybe it is more prevalent. But a lot of stuff, like the submarine was under construction. Or it was closed because of COVID.
Dang.
They have that Astro Orbiter right up front, too. So that's very similar.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Okay. Let's start with Frontierland.
Okay.
Let's their do it. Frontierland right. is
I'm
like.
I'm closing my eyes and walking into Frontierland.
You're walking, going to the right. Their Frontierland is their flagship land. It's their fantasy land. Like that's the land that you could tell they spent the most time and money on. So you go through and they have a fort that you can go in. And you can go and there's little like. Mannequins that are like doing like I live in a fort and I'm eating my beans. I don't know. And then there is the Golden Horseshoe, but their Golden Horseshoe is much bigger and much more theater like.
Oh.
And it has like a really cool mural on the back. There was no shows performing, but I imagine normally there were shows.
Yeah.
They did an interesting thing in France where anytime you went into a restaurant where you know you had to take your mask off to eat, you had to give your email, and if anyone had COVID, they would let everyone know who was in that restaurant, like, hey, you were exposed to COVID. So I thought that
was interesting. But I feel like that would be the whole park.
Yeah. You'd think it would be the whole park. But yeah, it's just, I guess in France, it's any restaurant you had to put your name down say that you were there. We didn't eat there right away, but we did eat there. It was very good. I had fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I got a Diet Coke. They give you a little baby Diet Coke with like, and then because they know you're an American, they give you like one ice cube. But most people in Europe don't use ice cubes.
Oh.
That's a very American
thing. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So I think because it's
they
Disneyland.
Drink warm soda.
Yeah, they drink like room temperature. Yeah.
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
Well, I don't even think they drink soda. So
I mean, I gave up soda in 2007, yes. But I can't imagine drinking warm Pepsi. Do they have Pepsi in Paris?
I mean, I'm sure they have Pepsi, but at Disneyland they had Coke.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have choice. In Iran, actually, they had Pepsi first. So in Iran, you know how we say like, oh, do you want a Coke? In Iran, you say, do you want a Pepsi? Like that's the, when you say soda, you say Pepsi.
I should have grown up there.
I know. We should have grown up in Iran. I was very close to growing up in Iran, but then the revolution happened.
That's why I loved Taco Bell so much growing up, because they had Pepsi.
Do you know Panda Express got rid of Pepsi?
What?
And now they just have Coke?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's very depressing.
Man.
But yes, Divine loved Diet Pepsi, the drag queen. So I feel like as I love Diet Pepsi. So that connects me and Divine. and you as well.
Yes.
So yes. They say people who are more addicted to sugar like Diet Pepsi. This is just a tangent. Now.
I mean, but I don't drink diet. I would drink,
or drink
regular.
Pepsi, yeah. Yeah. They drink because it's sweeter.
Sorry, I digress. Let's go back to Frontierland.
I mean, I could talk about Diet Pepsi all day. So we're in Frontierland. You go in, it's a very big land. It's much bigger than our frontier land. It felt like the biggest land in the park. So you go in.
Because our frontier land's pretty tiny, especially now that they've cut into it.
They've shrunk it.
Yeah.
Because people don't like the. In Europe, they're very into the Old West. Everyone I know who's ever visited from Europe rents a car and goes on a road trip.
Oh.
Like through the Old West. They all love the Old West. I think the whole world loves the Old West. Because it's something that's very unique to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So you go and like, let's go to the right. So there's all these like really cool themed buildings. They have Tom Sawyer's Island, but it's not Tom Sawyer's Island. It's Big Thunder.
Okay.
So there's a big river with a big island in the middle, but the island is the ride Big Thunder.
You have, okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. Questions.
Yes.
Do you have to take a raft to go on the ride?
No, you get on and the train goes under the water.
What?
Yeah, so you're in the dark for quite a bit.
My
for like
goodness.
It felt like a full 20 seconds. You're both ways. You're going under the water.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's very cool. So first we went on Phantom Manor, obviously.
Yes. So, I mean, that's like the one that they would say is the best mansion, yeah, right?
That's my favorite they, mansion
I've
been
Disney
in.
They, as in Disney fans, yeah. I guess.
They. Some people say that the one in Hong Kong is better, but that's not really a haunted mansion. That's a different type of ride.
Yeah, it's a whole superstitious thing out there, right?
Yeah, so they don't have ghosts. In China, I believe you can't show ghost depictions of the afterlife.
Yeah.
So they have it more like it's like mystical. So it is like technically it is the most like advanced haunted mansion ride, but it's like apples and oranges.
Yeah.
It's not really a haunted mansion ride. But yeah, in my opinion, Phantom Manor is the best. It's one of the best rides I've ever been on, period.
Because it's kind
of
creepier, right?
It's creepy and they did a lot. It's so dark that there's things that you see in person that I've never seen watching videos of it.
Uh-huh.
And it's not quite as dark. Like you can actually see things on the ride that you can't see on the videos.
I'm trying to remember, because I know I watched a ride through a long time ago, but I'm trying to remember kind of the storyline of,
so the storyline of all of Frontierland, which, is it called Frontierland? I can't remember, but you all know what I mean.
Yeah,
so the story of Frontierland is that there's a guy, it's not Barnabas T. Bullion, it's Henry Ravenswood. So there is this evil man named Henry Ravenswood, and he has a daughter named Melanie. And Henry Ravenswood owned the Big Thunder gold mine. And one day, and every time Melanie tried to bring home a suitor, he killed them because no one was good enough for his daughter. So then one day there was a huge earthquake and almost everyone in the town died. And so Big Thunder, the story behind that is ghosts run the train. And I guess that's the story behind our Big Thunder too, is that people died and ghosts are running the train, which I didn't know that.
Oh, right.
I read about it. Yeah. I just thought, like, it's just a train.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm laughing now thinking about that, because did I tell you about the one time I was on Big Thunder with my friend Taryn? Oh my gosh, this was like 2004. We were the only ones on the train at the end of the night. We were sitting in the back, and then the cast members over the loudspeakers as we were going through tunnels were like, what?
Oh my gosh.
Like freaking out, because we knew what was happening, but it was creepy because we were the only ones on the train.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's going on? It's the ghost that took over.
It's the ghost host with the most. So they all die. And so then Melanie, you know, she gets the house and then she finally finds a man to marry. And then on her wedding day, the ghost of the phantom, which is Henry Ravenswood, hangs the groom. And then she just basically goes crazy and locks herself up in the house. And then she dies basically this is the story of the old one. In the old one, she dies saving you because you wander into the house and she helps you get out and she dies saving you.
Oh.
But then now
– What a hero.
But then now it ends that she's just a crazy lady. Because, you know, we got to reduce women to crazy ladies.
Wow. All right.
And she comes – she's the one who comes home with you. So you get on the ride. So there's no theming in the queue again. The theming is that you're in a house that's dilapidated, so there's just no gardenings or anything.
That's easy for upkeep.
Yeah. It's just like an out and back queue. There's dirt. There's like an old fountain, but like it's not as well themed as any other haunted mansion. Just in general, Disneyland Paris did not care about theming the lines.
What's the first – so they don't have like a stretching room, obviously.
They do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So you get in to the show building. You get into the house. And you go, and it's like everything's like old and dilapidated, and then all of a sudden it comes to life, and the walls change, and everything looks brand new again. And I don't know how they did that, but it looks really good.
I would say the way you're explaining this, I'm like, it sounds kind of in our California Adventure with the Beauty and the Beast room and the animation building, how things come to life.
Yeah, it's very much like that, where it's like it looks realer though, like more real. So it looks like it's these old walls, but I guess they're computer screen walls, and then they change and look like, oh, this is what the mansion looked like back in the day before I killed everybody. And the whole narrator is by Vincent Price, who is Henry Ravenswood. So it's Henry Ravenswood is kind of – he's the storyteller.
Yeah.
And he's telling you the story of Melanie. So you go into the stretching room, and all the portraits are of Melanie and her suitors. And as the room stretches, you see how the suitors all die.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very cool. And it's just very – like it's just quiet. And the music's always like la, 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 la. Like it's very quiet. And then Henry Ravenswood like does his thing. And then all of a sudden you look up and it's the phantom is hanging her husband. So it's not just the person hanging. There's also like this big scary phantom guy like holding the rope like.
Oh my gosh.
So it's definitely more PG-13. than our haunted mansion. So then you go out and then you're in the – and I believe Disneyland Paris is like the Florida one where the elevator doesn't really move. The top moves. The bottom doesn't move.
Okay. And so then, it stretches the opposite direction.
And then I think us and either Hong Kong – no, Hong Kong doesn't have it. Either us – what one of – I think – I don't know who we have in common with. Maybe Tokyo. I think us in Tokyo, the room actually goes down.
I mean, is that just because of how to get to the stage building?
Yeah, it's just because in, you know, we had to get, I think California had to go under the train tracks.
Yeah.
And then I think Tokyo was just like, we just want to be cool. So then they went underground. It's either Paris or Disney. I might be wrong. I might be getting them mixed up. But one's like us and one's
Jasmine
like Florida.
Jasmine is spreading false information. You heard it here first.
Just ban me. I'm spreading false information. So then what happens after that? Okay, so then you go out and there is a hallway portrait, but it's not very big.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it that well. I remember it was red. Everything was very red and it was a little more well lit than ours. Then you go and you get on the ride and there's this whole scene where you see a bride on – yeah, you see the bride on the stairs and she's like – her face is covered and she's like looking out the window and it's a dark, stormy night. And I'm thinking – I guess that's supposed to be like – oh, she's looking for her groom and he just got hung in the elevator.
Yeah. Dang, girl, I'm sorry to tell you, but your man.
You're not getting married.
He's gone.
He's gone. So then you get on the dune buggies and then you go. And I've only been on the remodeled version. I know it was different for years and years, but I've only been on the updated version.
Uh-huh.
So you get on and you pass like a suit of armor like ours. It used to be you pass Melanie there, but I guess they moved that figure to the front. So then you go – I'm trying to remember details. I should have watched a video before. You go through, I think, like the typical things of the room, but everything's kind of a little more Victorian feeling and a little more themed around like a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you go – I think they have a Madame Leota. You eventually go into the ballroom scene and it's all these ghosts dancing and you see Melanie just standing there crying and her – the phantom is over her because he killed all the guests. So she's just watching all the guests dancing and it's more Western themed.
Yes.
So it's more Old West than ours is. And then eventually the ride gets very different at that point. And then eventually you go into the attic and you see Melanie crying and it's a good animatronic and you see like the phantom in the mirror and you hear him laughing. Then you go out into the graveyard. And then you see the phantom there and he's laughing and he has like an old demon dog.
Oh.
Then you go – you start to go into the catacombs and it's like Indiana Jones. And as you're going like there's like – it's a little more playful than you would think it would be, but it's still pretty dark. And there's like ghosts that sit up and like one's playing bones with bones, like little bone heads. And then you – and they – that's the only part you hear Grim Grinning Ghost. And then eventually you go into like an old West town, but it's all ghost. And these are all the people, the village who died and the town fell underneath the house, I guess.
What?
So all the ghosts live there. Then you see, you go by crypts. Oh, and then you have the phantom who's there laughing and he's an open grave. And he's basically like telling you to get into the grave.
Uh-huh.
Then you see these open crypts and you see like Melanie's suitors escaping the crypts.
Oh.
So then at the very end, you have the mirrors and it's Melanie going like, you know, will you marry me? And it's in English. Will you marry me? And then she's the ghost who goes home with you. And then that's the end.
So she just follows everyone.
Yeah, she just follows
everyone.
You don't
have an option out of three men.
No.
Just one woman.
Just one lady. So yeah, they did take her from like saving you to like she's cuckoo.
I'm sorry, Melanie.
Yeah, very sorry.
On behalf of women.
But yeah, the update was good. And I heard it used to be like very dark, like physically, like you couldn't see anything. And I can't imagine it being darker because it was already pretty dark.
Yeah.
So then to the left of that, there is the graveyard where you can see Henry Ravenswood and his wife buried there. And you can see the other people who died in the town. And then they have like a geyser that you can walk up. It's kind of like that ride that used to be in Frontierland that the whole land was a ride, Mine Train Through Nature's Wonderland,
uh-huh.
but like a little mini section.
Okay.
So then their boat is called the Molly Brown. So you can see a lot of that if you go on the Molly Brown. It's like ours where there's some like animatronics by the river. It's not quite as elaborate as ours, but it was a fun little ship.
Is it a little bigger than the Disney World tugboat
yes.
for Fantasmic?
Yes. It's a touch big. It would say it's as big as the Mark Twain. It
okay.
felt as big. So then we went on Big Thunder, and that one you get in line, and we did the Lightning Lane for that one. And you go in the ride, you go under a tunnel. It feels like a little longer than you would like to be in complete darkness. And then you come out, and then it's the ride. And it's different than ours in that, like, the track is different, but it's a similar type ride. I remember they had an animatronic scene where there's like goats chewing dynamite. I don't know. Are there goats chewing dynamite? There's one goat. And then there's like a man taking a bath. I could be mixing this up with Florida. You know, like in a wash tub. I could be making this all up. I don't remember. But yeah, there was cool animatronics. It was a fun ride. And then it's cool that you're on an island, but then the beginning and the end, you're just in darkness in the tunnel. Oh, and their lightning lanes are very awkward because ours, there's a person there who says, okay, you guys go, you guys go. There, you just go. So it's like you just hope the people who are in line let you in.
Oh.
But it's not like the U.S. where, like, they automatically let you in. Like, you kind of have to fight your way in at some point.
Oh, no.
So you buy
Zipper lightning. Effect. Zipper effect.
So you could buy lightning lane and, like, you could just be standing there. Like, there was a line for a while because no one was letting the lightning lane people in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's very awkward.
Okay.
There's a person up front who'd make sure you have it. But then beyond that, like, you're on your own.
So is Frontierland your favorite land?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
And then the right-hand side, there's a little of like a cocoa influence there. So they had like the Mexican-themed area.
Oh, I thought you were talking about chocolate.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah.
Cocoa. I mean, maybe. It is Europe. They have delicious cocoa. The best cocoa I ever had was in Czech Republic.
Oh.
Yes. Just side note. And it was very cheap. And we had it by a river. And it was so thick, I could have turned it upside down and it wouldn't have come out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was good. So, yeah, and then I'm guessing later on they rethemed some of it to cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was my favorite land. It was definitely the best land. Then next to that was Adventureland, and I don't remember anything about – oh, no, Pirates is in Adventureland. That's what's there.
Wait, what? Why is it in Adventureland?
They have like a – so Pirates and Peter Pan are next to each other.
This doesn't make yes. any sense.
And Peter Pan's on the edge of Fantasyland, and then Pirates is like the beginning of Adventureland.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying mm-hmm. Peter Pan was in Adventureland, no. And I was like, this, okay.
But it is right next door. So there is like, I'm going to write a letter to somebody. There is like a Skull Rock, and there's a pirate section of the park. There is no New Orleans Square. So
wait, Skull Rock. Okay. Oh, wait. I'm looking at this picture because this is part of that is kind of what. We had in Fantasyland like mm-hmm. back in the day.
It's very much like old school Disneyland where they had the Jolly Roger that you could go on and then they had the pirate ship.
Okay, so Swiss Robinson, Treehouse.
There was a lot of caves and I feel like they had caves that you could just go into like you could on Tom Sawyer's Island,
uh-huh.
but it was all pirate themed. I felt like it was very easy to get lost. They had a lot more open area.
Wait, hold on. They have an Aladdin ride there too?
Oh, I think they do, yeah. Is it the walkthrough one? They have a walkthrough. It's like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Les Passages Enchantés d'Aladin.
I did not do that. They also had an Aladdin-themed quick service restaurant. I believe it was quick service.
I just feel like their Indiana Jones does not look as fun.
They don't have Indiana. Well, no, they do.
They do.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. And it's just like outside.
I went on that. It's nice. My mom was terrified. I kept thinking I was going to die on it.
Oh,
it's just, yeah, it's an outdoor roller coaster with boulders and rocks. Not much theming beyond that.
No, I much prefer ours.
Yeah, ours is much better. The Pirates was amazing.
Okay, there's a Captain. Okay, wait. Captain Jack's restaurant. So is that like our Blue Bayou?
Yeah, it's inside. It was much smaller. But yeah, they had a Blue Bayou type restaurant inside the ride.
A Hakuna Matata restaurant?
Yeah, they have a little in Adventureland, I'm guessing it's supposed to be like different parts of Africa. It's like tiny bits of theming. It's not like ours where it's like a whole section. It's like, here's one restaurant that's this theme. Here's one little area that's this theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember it that well because I just went straight for Pirates and we went on it twice. Their Pirates is probably my favorite I've been on, but maybe it's just because it's so different. So you go on and I think you immediately go up the hill. And there's
up the waterfall.
Up the waterfall. And it's like you're on a sinking ship. It is sad because you see cats like basically drowning.
What?
You see a scene where the water's rising and there's a cat on the stairs and then there's cats on these boxes and they're floating around going meow, meow.
Oh my gosh, I would jump out of the boat and try to save them.
Save the animatronic kitty. I'm coming. And then you go, there's not a ton of animatronics in this part. And then you're going, and I believe there's, like, people swinging over you. Like, it's a ship sinking, and they're fighting over the ship. So you look up, and there's animatronics swinging back and forth. That part was really cool. Then you go down the hill, and you splash into, like, the big battle scene. So it's really cool because, like, it's, like, an exciting scene, and you splash down into it. Like, you're right in the middle of the fight. And I, you know, I closed my eyes because of the things. Like, psh, 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 psh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I saw it when we were going down. So, so then you go out of there, and then I don't remember what happens, but there's a lot of their ride is reversed in that you start and it's full on pirate mode, and then the end is like you see the pirates with the gold and the skeletons.
Ah, all right.
So it's more like linear storytelling,
uh-huh.
as opposed to ours where it's like, let me tell you a tale of the past. There's Captain Jack on it probably as much as ours.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of similar scenes, but they're different. And then the whole thing ends with Jack in like a big room of gold singing yo-ho, yo-ho. the line was probably the most well-themed line. It was very cool. I wish I remembered more details. I don't. There's just like the things that really stuck out to me, like the people swinging above you,
mm-hmm.
the fact that you like dive into the scene. But yeah, I recommend watching a walkthrough. We went on it twice.
Yes.
And then their Peter Pan is identical to our Peter Pan.
Okay, hold on. I'm clicking. Uh-huh. I'm clicking Fantasyland. Mm-hmm. I want to see this picture. Okay. Oh yeah. So like right away, mm-hmm. they have the carousel. Yeah.
I didn't go on Snow White, but I heard their Snow White is like it's like the old school version of the Florida one, so it's very scary.
Oh, see, and I don't know what that.
There was a lot more screams in it. So, like, basically the soundtrack was incredibly intense.
Oh, geez.
So I didn't go on that. I didn't go on the teacups.
The teacups, this picture looks like Florida. Disney World. Yeah.
I think, yeah, it has the cover
Ooh,
on
Alice's
it.
Alice's Curious Labyrinth. I remember seeing pictures.
We did go in
that. Okay.
We went in that. It's literally just a labyrinth. It was fun, except some of the people kind of were the worst on it. I don't mean, like, the cast members. I mean, like, the guests there. After that, we went and got some water, and a man coughed right in my mom's face, and she was so paranoid she had COVID for the rest of the trip. Because this man, we were waiting for our food because it was mobile order. He literally turned. He didn't see my mom. He pulled his mask down as he turned and then coughed, pulling his mask down. And him and his whoever he was with both like had like a phlegmy cough. You could hear it. And he like looked and he got really embarrassed when he realized he coughed it right in my mom's face. And he went and walked away. But I'm like, the whole point of the mask is to cough in the mask. You don't pull it down to cough.
Wow.
Like your just normal air is not as bad as that cough. But yeah, the labyrinth was really cute. It was Alice themed. There's not much to say beyond that. Oh, and there It's a Small World is very nice. It's like ours in that there's actually a castle outside.
Because with ours, it's definitely more elaborate.
Yeah.
And then Disney World is like the Vegas building. Version.
Yeah.
So theirs is mm-hmm. like a more like ours.
So it's an actual castle and they have a really nice fountain outside. And you go in, and I liked it because it's like the Disney World one in that there's like actually like water around you. It's not like the stage is right next to you, but the characters are really close to you. So it's like there's little islands, but the characters are like almost reachable distance. So it was nice to have everything so close to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as elaborate as ours, but because everything's so close, it felt very elaborate. And it's very interesting seeing different countries' perspectives on other countries. So, like, for their U.S., they had, like, Hollywood, and they had a football player, and they had, like, old-fashioned movie stars, and they had, like, people growing corn. So it's just very interesting to see, like, oh, that's what you think of us.
Yeah.
And then every Disney World, wherever they are, that's, like, their biggest section. So, like, the ones in Asia, like, Asia is their biggest section, and then they, I think, had the biggest Europe section.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. So it was interesting.
All right. There's Casey Jr.
Yes.
Storybook Canal.
Oh, we did go on the Storybook Canal. There's no host, and it's an Omnimover system, so you just go on, and there's no talking.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so there's no – and you just kind of go on. It was very different. They had a Peter and the Wolf section. They had Chernabog. They had a Beauty and the Beast section, and I took a picture of Belle. They have a Sword in the Stone. So it's a lot of, like, even not Disney films.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is – okay, yeah, there's Pinocchio, Snow White, Peter Pan. I was trying to see if they had, like – kind of the same amount of rides as we do, but I mean, it's a little bit less than our Fantasyland.
Not too. It was amazing. It was probably the most beautiful park I've ever been to. They had some really cool restaurants that were closed. Like they had the one from Lady and the Tramp, the Italian restaurant. They had really cool archways. The park was built by Tony Baxter, so it's just beautiful. And it was very cohesively themed. Like you could tell there was one vision for the whole park.
Yeah.
The castle was nice. They had some performers on the side.
Oh, there's a Toad Hall restaurant?
Yes, and it was closed, or else I wanted to totally eat there. Yeah, the outside is just like our Toad Hall.
Wow.
It's just inside there's
a
restaurant. What other rides are there? I can't remember.
We went through all of them.
Yeah, there's not that much.
Yeah.
And then Discovery Land was the last land. I did go on the Space Mountain by myself because my mom didn't want to go. It feels like you go upside down. I don't know if you actually do because it's all in the dark. It's themed to Hyperspace Mountain, and I've seen pictures of the old version of the ride, and it's so much nicer than what's currently there. But yeah, you go into a cannon, and then you launch up, and you just are in complete darkness except there's Star Wars stuff, and it felt like you go upside down. There's Star Tours, which we didn't go on, which is behind it. A lot of the newer stuff they've built kind of ruins the theming.
So I'm under attractions and selfie spots for Discoveryland, and it just says Star Wars Hyperspace Mountain, Star Tours, and then smaller it says Buzz Lightyear,
they have Laser Blast, yeah, didn't go on that,
Autopia, and then Mickey and his PhilharMagic, that's it.
Yeah, there's not much. I don't remember the Autopia, but we didn't go on it.
Well, let's be honest. Our Tomorrowland sucks.
Yeah, so, our Tomorrowland's
like,
the worst.
We can't even say, wow, guys, like ours is so much better.
At least they have a theme.
Yeah,
they have the Hyperion restaurant, which has that blimp outside. I'm trying to remember what else.
That is it.
Yeah, that is it. And then we went on – It's a Small World once. We went on Phantom Manor and Pirates twice because those were so cool. Yeah, and I think we only ate at – And then for dinner, we had Planet Hollywood. That's what we did. And then for lunch, we had it's not called the Golden Horseshoe, but it's our version of the Golden Horseshoe.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the name was. Frontierland. Let's go back to Frontierland, shall we? Restaurants. Silver Spur Steakhouse.
No, it wasn't the Steakhouse.
The Lucky Nugget Saloon.
Yes, that one. Because Silver Spur Steakhouse, I think, might have been closed. A lot of places were closed.
These places look fun. Cowboy Cookout Barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of themed hotels, too, that have nice restaurants, but they're all kind of far, so we didn't go to any of the hotel restaurants. Mm. But we were going to, and then we changed our mind and went to Planet Hollywood. And I saved Michelle a Planet Hollywood napkin.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to buy her something, and then the waiter just gave me a bunch of napkins.
Perfect present.
Perfect. Overall, I mean, I would go back again. I don't know if I would plan a trip just to go back there, but it was fun.
Like, if I'm just casually in Paris, yes, maybe I'll just take a few hours out of my day.
Exactly. Just go visit. I would like to see stuff now that it's not as much as closed because of COVID. I would like to go. And I want to go once they open some of the stuff that they're supposed to put in the Hollywood Studios Park. But yeah, beyond that, like, I feel like I did Disneyland, but then there's like, I didn't get to go on the Jules Verne submarine. I didn't get to see Maleficent. So there's a lot of key things I wish I could go see.
For the park, like with the outer perimeter, is it something where eventually if they could, they would expand?
There's a lot of room. Okay. Yeah, it's well outside of Paris. So it's in the suburbs, in kind of the countryside. So there's just fields around them.
Are they just not as popular of a theme park overall?
No. It's definitely much more popular here than it is there.
Okay, so it's not something where they're even looking to expand, probably. They're just like, this is what you get.
No, they're expanding the other park. They're putting the Avengers thing, and I think they're building a Star Wars land eventually. But, people are not as into theme parks there. They think they're too cool, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of women in berets, which I thought was interesting. Because you think, like, that's a
Are they the tourists or
No, they're locals. Okay. I heard them talking. And you'd think, like, oh, you don't want to be, like, a French stereotype, but I guess they don't care. And it was young people. It was all women, like, much younger than me.
Because I feel like if I went to Paris, I would totally sport all my, like, 100 berets. And then I feel like I'd be made fun of, especially if like, I'm an American. They'd be like, wow.
Like, bonjour. No, they always – in Europe, if you're not blonde and blue-eyed, they don't think you're American.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone thought everyone knew my mom was American. Nobody thought I was American.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I had another friend who I traveled Europe with, and she's blonde and blue-eyed, and everyone thought she was American, too.
Huh.
Yeah. So if you're blonde and blue eyed and have big boobs, they're like, oh, you're an American. But yeah, it was nice. Most people spoke English, which was nice for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I speak some French, but not well.
What are your final thoughts on Disney thoughts. Paris?
I liked it. It's one of the most beautiful theme parks I ever went to. They have a superb Phantom Manor and what was the other? Pirates are really good. I mean, the rides are all good. It's just like similar to ours, so like, yeah, their Peter Pan's good, but it's identical to ours. Really nice theme park, really well taken care of, very whimsical, felt very different than our park in a lot of ways. There was a lot of unique attractions. Basically anything built before 2000 is very unique, and then anything built after is just like a copy.
Yeah,
so I think like their Avengers campus is going to be the same as ours. That other, the Hollywood's park, that one felt more like a copy paste but not as good. I mean, yeah, definitely visit that park, but don't get excited. Like, outside of Ratatouille and Crush's Coaster.
Have zero expectations. Yes. And then if you could lower it a little bit more
bit more. And then hopefully you can get into the Ratatouille restaurant. If you're going to go, book your food the second they allow you to. Just book restaurants for every meal. Because even if you do quick service, it's just easier to book restaurants for every meal. They do have a McDonald's in downtown Disney, but I couldn't find it. But it's there. It was nice. I enjoyed it. I would say visit. The people do dress up there. There's some Disney bounding.
Really?
Yeah, okay. There's Disney bounding. And people, like, when they do – there was a girl dressed like a really good Rapunzel bound, and I wanted to tell her, but I could hear she was only speaking French, so I didn't want to be like, bon costume. but, yeah, I like it. Would recommend. Disneyland Paris is amazing. The other one is like meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say plan a trip just to go there unless you're a diehard Disney and theme park fan.
And you're like, I need to see every park in the world.
Like, it would probably be – I imagine it's probably the least good out of all of them. Like, I imagine – because I've heard things to Hong Kong isn't good, but I feel like Hong Kong has some really solid rides. Mm-hmm. So I'd say either them or Hong Kong are in competition for the worst one.
Okay.
But I haven't been to Hong Kong, haven't been to Shanghai, haven't been to Tokyo. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Orlando sucks a lot too, but – at least it's big.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my thoughts. Any final questions?
I think I answered
everything.
I think I asked everything that I wanted to.
So where can they find you, Jenny?
You can find me on Instagram at Jenny Ray Gibson. I did have Lil Ray Cakes, and then I can't get into it anymore. I'm so sad. I'm upset with Instagram. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Low Rate Cakes. That's where I have word vomit, and I'm just like, I want to write something stupid, and I just go on there.
You're like, stupid, stupid, stupid. Well, you can find please visit our Twitter at 1313 Harbor. Please visit our Instagram at 1313 Harbor, the podcast. I've been posting a lot of great Disney videos and content.
Yes, we've been filming a lot of stuff at the parks.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yes.
You can visit our website at 1313harborthepodcast.com. You can email me at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com if you have episode requests, questions, whatever. So if we forgot.
Or compliments.
I accept compliments, free things, whatever
you're
you would
beautiful,
like.
You're beautiful, Jasmine.
Thank you. You're beautiful, Jenny. Oh,
stop lying to me.
So to all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.